Sechtes Brachis, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana, Hoya Mispalel. Rabbi Nechunya ben Hakana used to daven, Bikni Sasa, the base medrash, when he would enter the base medrash, Ubi Yitziyasa, and when he would leave the base medrash, Tfila Kitzara, a very short tefillah. Amrulay, they told him, Ma Makim Latfila Zu, why are you davening now? Shachris, Mincha, Mayriv, Musiv, occasionally Ne'ila, but when you enter base medrash, you daven. And when you leave Beis Medrash, you daven. What's this tefillah all about? Amar lahem, he told them, Biknisasi, when I enter Beis Medrash, ani mispalel, I daven, shloitera takol al yadi, that I shouldn't cause somebody to stumble. Rabbi Chun ben Akana is a poisik. People are going to ask him questions. And he said a tefillah. He wanted to make sure that he's going to get it right. Ubi etziyasi. And when I leave, ani noisin hoida al chelki, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chelki. What does that mean? I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact that I had the schus to just spend a day in Beis Medrash. I had the schus to spend a first seder, a second seder, a night seder, a bein astarim, to learn, to be part of a chabura, a shir. And he says, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the fact shesamto chelki miyoshvi Beis Medrash v'lo yisamto chelki miyoshvi hakronis. The sechtes brachis, Perek Dalid, Mishnah Gimel. More about tefillah. Rabbi Gamliel Leimer. Rabbi Gamliel says, "B'chol yoyim, every day, mispalel adam shmoyne esrei. A person is supposed to daven 18 brachas." Rabbi Yeshua Leimer. Rabbi Yeshua says, "May ein shmoyne esrei." No, every day 18. No, you should do may ein shmoyne esrei. The Gemara has a discussion what it means, may ein shmoyne esrei. Once upon a time, there was a tefillah that was known as Tfilas Havinenu, which was an abridged version of the shmoyne esrei. Some say that's what Rabbi Yeshua was referring to. But either way, Rabbi Gamliel says that every single day, three times a day, you're supposed to daven a proper shmoyne esrei. But Rabbi Yeshua says it's too much for a weekday. But rather, may ein shmoyne esrei. It should just be may ein. Sort of 18. Rabbi Akiva said, "Im shkurat filasa b'fiv." If you're able to, if you're a good davener, you spalosh my nasrei, then you should daven 18 tefillos v'imla. But if not, if you're not such a good davener, may ain't my nasrei, then you shouldn't daven 18. But rather, then you should daven may ain't 18. So Rabbi Akiva really is the kosev ashlishi hamachriya b'neim. He came and he compromised. He said, "Rabbi Gamliel, you said 18. Rabbi Yeshua, you said may ain't 18. I think it depends. If you're someone that can do 18, do 18. And if you're not someone that can do 18, then all you should do is you should do may ain't 18. Now, one thing is clear in the Mishnah, that Shmoyne Esrei is made up of 18 brachas. And the truth is that that's easy, because that's why it's called Shmoyne Esrei. Shmoyne Esrei means 18. It doesn't mean tefillah. It means 18. 18 what? It means 18 brachas. And really, the Shmoyne Esrei of 18 brachas is made up of three parts. The first part is three brachas of giving shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's praising and talking about the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The last three are made up of giving hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you have the middle 12, which is really made up of tefillah and bakasha. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for certain things. But the truth is, the term Shmoyne Esrei is one of the great misnomers of all time. It's really a very, very big mistake, because if you go through your Shmoyne Esrei and you count up the brachas, it's not 18 brachas, it's really 19 brachas. You start with three, and then you have, and you end with three, but in the middle, you don't have 12 bakashas, you really have 13 bakashas. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, it's because the original Shmoyne Esrei, which was instituted by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, that was made up of 18 brachas, and that's why it's known as Shmoyne Esrei, based on the way it was when it was originally implemented. But at the same time, somewhere along the way, there was one tefillah that was added. That tefillah was added in Yavna, and it's known as the tefillah and the bracha of Vela Malshinim, and Vela Malshinim is the 19th bracha. So Vela Malshinim was a bracha that was added years later, and that's the 19th bracha. When was it added? It was added in Yavna. Now, the Yidden were in Yavna circa around the time of the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, and during that time, the Yidden were having a lot of problems from the Minim. Now, who were the Minim? But the Yidden were having problems from the Minim, and it was such an issue that the Yidden felt that they had to say a special tefillah, and just to make sure that this was all going to somehow go away. Not just that, by having a tefillah of Olam Hashinim, anyone that was a Min would be a little bit uncomfortable being in Shul at that time, and hopefully you'd get him to daven in another shtibel, and like this you wouldn't have to contend with him anymore. But either way, the tefillah of Olam Hashinim was instituted during a certain period of time, and it was something that stuck with the Jews throughout history, and therefore up until today, we have not 18 brachas, but rather we have 19 brachas. It's interesting, the Gemara says that when they instituted the tefillah of Olam HaShinim, so they were looking around the room, they wanted someone to do it. And everybody looked at Shmuel HaKatan and they said, he's the person that's able to do it. Shmuel HaKatan, from all the Tanaim that were present at the time, Shmuel HaKatan was the one that did it. The question is why? Why Shmuel HaKatan? Meaning, it sounds like nobody was able to compose the tefillah. There was one person that everyone thought he would be able to do it, and that's Shmuel HaKatan. So why was it Dafka Shmuel HaKatan that was able to do it? So I once heard a pshat that the tefillah of Olam HaShinim is davening that bad things should happen to the enemies of the Jews. And the truth is that anytime a person davens that something bad should happen to somebody else, it's very, very not pashut. In fact, it's the daven that something bad should happen to somebody. Now, if a person's kavan is 100% l'shem shamayim, beseder. But what if your kavan is not 100% l'shem shamayim? Very dangerous game. And it's not something that's ever advisable. And therefore, when it came time to compose and to institute a tefillah of Olam HaShinim, nobody really wanted to be make the tefillah. Because how do I know my kavanah is l'shem shamayim? The Yidden was suffering a lot from these minim, and they said that maybe we're doing it because of the shalei l'shma, for the wrong reasons. How do we know we're doing it for the right reasons? But Shmuel HaKatan is famous for a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Hu hayo omer, Shmuel HaKatan used to say, bin foylei vecha al tismach. If something happens to someone that you don't like, something bad happens to him, even though your natural inclination may be to be happy, but al tismach, do not be happy. And you know what Shmuel HaKatan showed and personified? That he was never happy when something bad happened to one of the people that he doesn't like. Shmuel HaKatan, who lived his life, hu hayo omer, efleg zugen, bin foylei vecha al tismach, he is someone that's able to write the tefillah of Olam HaShinim. And that's why nobody was comfortable doing it. But Nasnu Einayim, everybody looked at Shmuel HaKatan. You're someone that we know is going to have intentions L'Shem Shamayim. You're the one that's able to write this tefillah.